I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center reminds us that people in the Middle East are interconnected. Christian leaders across borders are under pressure as they try to meet profound needs of displaced and hurting people. They're stretching to reach people with the gospel and the love of Christ, but some are overwhelmed with the needs. Remember the MENA Leadership Center and these brothers and sisters in your prayers and ask God to encourage them and bring peace. And last week, more than 1,400 people were still staying in shelters across hurricane-affected states in the U.S. There's been a call for scriptures to provide comfort. Bibles for the World is partnering with ministries in North Carolina and Florida to meet that need. They also sent a worker in to help with the cleanup and recovery efforts. Be praying. Even though this story is no longer in the headlines, there remains despair and heartbreak. Yet these are also gospel moments. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.